This prayer experience is taken from Luke chapter 11, the Lord's Prayer. We will be using a prayer called imaginative prayer. It is a prayer of meditation. St. Ignatius said that the greatest gift that God gives to us in prayer is using our imagination, so feel free to use your imagination, to try to see, hear, touch, taste, and smell. Place yourself in the scene. He was praying in a certain place. Imagine Jesus in prayer. And the scripture passage says that it is a certain place. We don't know exactly where it is, but try to imagine the place. Somewhere in the Holy Land. Maybe it's a place of desert. Maybe it's a mountain. Maybe it's a cave. Maybe it's on the sea. But try to imagine yourself in that place. If it is the desert, imagine yourself in that dry land. You can feel the dust on your lips, the heat coming off the ground, the sun beating down brightly. You can hear the air roll across the land and feel the breeze across your skin. And you hear the sound. It's a deserted place. It's up high in the mountains, in a cave. And the light is coming through. And as you enter the cave, imagine yourself seeing Jesus. He is standing there praying. And when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." Imagine yourself watching as that disciple stands up and with great enthusiasm begs Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And maybe you, as you enter into this meditation, have that desire to be taught how to pray. And so what I want you to do is imagine yourself going into the cave and walking up towards Jesus. And he sees you and he looks at you and he's just waiting for you to ask the same question. And if at first you find yourself not having the words, but with all trembling, you begin to get the words out and you say, "Lord, teach me how to pray." And he looks at you with great love. And he looks at all of his disciples and tells them to take a seat. And he says, "When you pray, say, 'Father.'" And you see, when he says the word "Father," his face completely lights up. His whole mission on earth has been to show you, to reveal to all of us, the true God the Father, who the Father really is. This unconditional loving Father, this daddy, this Abba, this daddy, this Abba, this God who just wants to embrace us and delight in us and be with us. God is so delighted to have this time with you in prayer. And Jesus says, "Father, hallowed be your name." Just calling his name is such a holy experience. When we stop throughout our day, when you stop right now and just say it out loud. "Father, Father, Father." He hears you. He knows that you want to pray, that you want to experience this communion with him. "Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come." And Jesus again gets this look of joy on his face, knowing that as we pray this prayer, your kingdom come, that God's kingdom right now is coming to us. We are in his midst. Give us each day our daily bread. Whatever it is you need from God right now to make it through the day, ask him right now. Go ahead, there's nothing too small or nothing too great. Whatever you desire of the Father, ask him. Ask him for your daily bread. And forgive us our sins. Perhaps there's some sin right now in your life that you're struggling with. And it's something that you feel like you can't overcome on your own. The most wonderful thing that we can do is ask God for forgiveness. Because when we ask him for forgiveness, we humble ourselves and we commend ourselves to his care. All we have to do is ask for his forgiveness, and all of a sudden, we are enwrapped in his unconditional love. So whatever it is right now, if there's anything you need to be forgiven for, ask him for forgiveness right now, in your heart, out loud. Try and express it to him. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. We realize with this statement too, and Jesus looks at you with a little bit of a smirk because he knows right now in your heart, there is someone that needs to be forgiven. You have been hurt in this life. You have been hurt in this world. And until you forgive each and every person, each and every hurt, each and every moment, you cannot be forgiven. So acknowledge that hurt. Acknowledge that person, and right now before God, just say the words, I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. And if you find yourself not able to do that, ask him for the grace. Say, Father, help me to forgive. And do not subject us to the final test. Throughout our day, there will be many temptations, many tests, and we're asking right now that God spare us of any temptation or test that would take us away from him. Especially the final test, that final moment where we go before God. Just that we will experience his mercy. That his love will take us beyond any temptation. That we will have the courage and desire to choose him, not only in eternal life, but right now in this moment, to choose to do his will. To desire his kingdom to come, to call out his name and know that it is holy, to forgive anyone that has sinned against you, and to experience the forgiveness of God. Take a few moments now in silence and repeat the words, Father. Take a few moments now in silence and repeat the word, Father. Call on him, Father. Father. And spend a few moments in silence. As you come to the end of this prayer session, take a moment now just to journal your experience. What was it like to meditate? What was it like to use your senses and imagination to try to see the scene, to actually dialogue with Jesus and with the Father and whatever it is that you're going through? What was it like for you to speak to him from your heart? What was it like to ask him for your daily bread? What was it like to be forgiven by him? Did you hear his voice? Did you feel his presence? Did you feel reassured? Journal your experience, because this was a wonderful time that you have just spent with the Father.